Dale.
Dale.
A plus. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And further, I would like to go on the record. I hate Josh Allen.
Interesting. All right. A little bulletin board material up there in Buffalo now. Came right from Jimmy Garcia.
I don't hate Josh yet, Jimmy. I used to hate Tom Brady. I don't hate Josh yet.
I don't know if I hate him. Do I hate? Nah, I don't hate Josh Allen.
Did you
Especially
hate?
If I take the over on rushing and he hits the over. Yeah, if it goes under, then I would hate him.
Take the financials out of it. But did you hate Brady? Because I literally hated Brady for those 20 years.
I did with New England. I rooted for him in Tampa. Like it was, yes. It was very cathartic to see him on a different team. So yes. Yeah, I recognized his greatness, but I hated him in New England.
Yeah. But it was different. Like I hated Tom Brady because he made my life miserable my entire childhood. But at least he was the best quarterback without doubt. So people weren't crowning him for what they expected him to do. They were crowning him because he was the best quarterback. He was winning Super Bowls. They were always going to title games. Josh Allen, I hate him. Because, yes, he beats the Dolphins, but he hasn't done anything. And everybody caters to him, and everybody talks about him like he is Tom Brady. Well, guess what? He's not. He hasn't done anything.
He was great the first few seasons. And you can't argue that. I don't think anyone thought he was Tom Brady. I think you thought they had the potential to start rattling off Super Bowls. They haven't. He's a fumble machine now. He's a turnover machine.
Well, let's be honest. It's because Patrick Mahomes is around. Josh Allen would have a Super Bowl if Patrick Mahomes wasn't born. Do you hate Patrick Mahomes? Because that's what he's doing.
He is so much fun to watch.
But he's on the Tom Brady path. He's in the AFC. We had to... He whooped our ass last year in the playoffs. Do we hate him?
That's interesting. Do we hate Patrick Mahomes? I don't. I enjoy, like, I love that he's quirky. I love that he puts ketchup on steaks. Like, I like quirky. He's quirky. He's interesting to listen to. I don't know. I don't hate him. I probably should. He's a huge impediment to the success of the Dolphins.
The Dolphins are going to have to beat the Chiefs if we ever win a Super Bowl while Tua is the quarterback. Hell, for the next 15 years, we have to beat the Chiefs to win a Super Bowl.
Maybe I should hate him.
I'm just asking. I did hate. I hated Brady when I played. I hated Brady after I retired. He was just that. It was a machine that couldn't be stopped, and I just felt a certain way about it.
Yeah, but like Mahomes wins and he does it in a certain way. This Josh Allen, Christian Wilkins grabbed me. He's always crying after the press conferences. Like, big deal. Somebody grabbed your junk. Get over it, you bum. Like, go win a meaningful game in January, Josh Allen. Please. Go beat Patrick Mahomes.
That seems a little like when LeBron was on the Heat and he was bitching about fouls. We didn't have a problem with it, but when he wasn't, we have a problem with it.
Marlins had the bases loaded, down 3-1, top of the ninth, and someone just flew out to end the game.
It's great when you have to say someone, because we haven't seen half these dudes in our life.
And I'm saying it as if this game mattered.
There was a dude, I was watching ESPN. There was a guy that he was his
you
first.
You couldn't have been
career.
Watching ESPN. You have DirecTV.
I was in a hotel. And it was hey, this is first Major League Baseball game. And it was the Marlins. I was like, yeah, that sounds about right.
Sounds about right. Let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Speaking of Solana, his father, Eduardo, will join us this hour, hopefully improve upon his 1-3 record picking games last week.
The big news today, Raheem Mostert will miss tomorrow night's Thursday night football matchup between the Miami Dolphins and the Buffalo Bills.
He didn't look right on Sunday.
No.
And Jeff Wilson Jr. happened to look good. We don't know Devon Achane yet, his status, if he'll play or not, but Jeff Wilson Jr. I thought looked really good on Sunday.
Jeff was out there to prove a point because people were questioning him. We've did on this show, like, they're keeping Jeff Wilson. We haven't seen him. He's been hurt all camp. He went out there to prove a point, and he started with that first 14-yard run. He started beating on his chest and looking at the sideline. I was like, yeah, give him the ball again, and they did. They knew it.
Seemed like Raheem Mostert got tackled in the first quarter and came up almost in pain, and then he didn't come in for a couple plays. So it seemed like he got injured. I don't know what he was dealing with.
He gut it out a little bit, but yeah, probably makes sense to take advantage of the short week by giving him extra time off.
Hey, Crowder, I don't know who's going to play running back. I don't know who's going to get the bulk of those carries, but the Dolphins are going to have to run the football to beat Buffalo tomorrow.
They better. They have to, and because Buffalo is coming to whoop ass. I watched Travis Etienne. I know we highlighted the 4th-and-1 play and those other Javon Holland punch-out. On that Javon Holland punch-out, he was running through gaping holes for that entire series. If they can stop the run, it's honestly, we talked about it with Gelby. They're going to have to keep the running yards down. I don't think Josh Allen can go out there and throw for 350 on them with his weapons. And then Gelby brought up Tanner Kincaid or whatever. Who the hell is that? You cannot let them run the ball on you for 200 yards. If we do, we hold them down, we'll win the game Thursday night.
Dalton, by the way. Dalton Kincaid.
And also, the only rushing yards that matter is that Tua gets 5.
I'm locked in with you all. I'm locked in with you.
I mean, there's really none. Trevor Kincaid, Reuben Kincaid, anyone, they can rush for 700 yards. Let Tua get 5 yards in junk time. I don't care.
Tua.
Hawks watching this game for one reason and one reason only. The second Tua gets his 13-yard carry, Hawks flipping over to House Hunters International.
Back to House Hunters. You're 100% correct.
First play of offense. Pull it, Tua. Pull it. What?
That would be a great way to just, like, ease all your anxiety, though. First play, little RPO keeper.
Nice. Wouldn't that be nice?
So tomorrow night, 8:15. You said Dolphins still 2.5-point favorite, Hawk?
Dolphins 2.5-point favorites. Tomorrow, we have an abbreviated show. We're on from 2 till 4, and then you'll get Game Day Uncensored with Tobin and Solana from 4 till 8:15. So we'll get you ready all day long for a little Thursday night football action. But yeah, the line is seemed to be settled in at 2.5. Dolphins minus 2.5.